Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Do you have a shutdown coming up? If you're in charge of Rotograte, Riley's, or CE boilers that need to be repaired or inspected, call Seneca Steel Erectors at 1-800-853-8225. With over 20 years of experience, we get the job done, and we get it done quickly. Again, that number is 1-800-853-8225. Seneca Steel Erectors, your boiler repair specialist.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of November 16th, 2015. Innovation is not fiction. Several times during my career, I've heard people come along and proclaim they were doing something innovative. Often, this has to do with construction contracts, engineering specifications, or other similar and related matters. Virtually every time, I have seen these people have their heads handed to them on a platter. So, I'm an innovator, and I'm a big proponent of innovation. What happened in these cases? The so-called innovation was pure fantasy land. It was never going to happen, and to say that it was going to happen was simply wishful thinking. One case I remember from decades ago involved an innovative way to contract for the construction of a recovery boiler at a major southeastern U.S. coastal paper mill. The only problem, besides the entire foolishness of the contract drafting, was that the company leader who came up with this jewel started bragging about it before it was over. By the time the project was completed, the change orders drove the price to what it would have been originally. Part of his braggadocio narrative was that he had figured out how to write a contract that was impossible to produce change orders against. Wrong.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
How's it going, Bill? Or should I say stud?
Very funny.
Really, how's the work on that dryer head going?
We've been trying to take out those three bolts for 2 days. I've had crews working on it around the clock, we've broken wrenches, and must have gone through about a gallon of penetrating oil. And we accidentally hit the dryer shell a number of times. Now I'm going to have to get a metallurgical engineer out here to see if we have done any permanent damage.
So, are you doing this the old-fashioned way, just for fun?
Huh? You got any better ideas, Miss Smarty Pants?
Matter of fact, I do. Ever heard of CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal?
CB what?
CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal.
Who's that?
CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal will take care of those studs and not damage anything else. Heck, the U.S. Navy has used them to repair aircraft carrier decks.
How long does it take?
Usually about 2 hours, and the threads in the hole are not damaged.
Well, that's probably nice if you're in the big city, but out here in Hickory Flats, I'll bet they cost a fortune and take forever to get here.
They claim they can be anywhere in the world in 48 hours. And, for shutdowns, they can be here on standby for a reasonable fee. I know they've worked in mines in Chile. And just how much has your effort cost so far? Stud. Around-the-clock cruise for 2 days? Lost production of how much? Maybe a damaged dryer shell?
Yeah, you've got a point. How do I get in touch with CB Whatchamacallit?
It's CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal. Call them at 1-757-465-0333 or visit them on the web at cbgmaintenance.com. CBGMAINTENANCE.com. Or again, phone them at 1-757-465-0333.
CBG metal disintegration and stud removal. Now that has a nice ring to it.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
To add insult to injury, he took his premature declarations to a major engineering meeting and presented them in a session. I was in the audience. He talked about how his contract was innovative and fostered true teamwork between owner and contractor. In the same session, on the same dais, The president of the construction company that had taken on this contract also had a presentation. And in his presentation, he quoted chapter and verse from the other fellow's contract, the super restrictive language that clearly showed this contract was completely one-sided and had nothing to do with teamwork. The president of the construction company was a gentleman, and he never let on that the contract he was reading from was the one that had been bragged about minutes before. I may have been the only one in the room that had access to and read the contract in detail, so hence the only one in the room that knew what was going on. In recent years, there has been at least one company running around our industry claiming they have innovative construction contracting skills as well. Their technique seems to be to write contracts that are missing vast chunks that are needed to make the proposed installation work. Then they fight all the change orders, hammer and tong. Nice. Innovative fiction does not just occur in contracting, but these examples are instructive. The problem is, good innovation often looks like fiction on the surface. So, challenge innovation. Challenge what will make it work. If it is in contracts, challenge the legality. If it is in products, challenge the science. And if it is in services, challenge the psychology that will cause people to behave in the manner that will result in the outcome predicted. Legality, science, and psychology must stand as a foundation for all innovation. For our quiz this week, we'll ask you one simple question. You may take it here or online. For safety this week, we certainly don't want any fiction in our safety equipment or procedures. Always test for these issues as you have your safety meetings. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.